All right, welcome back. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. I'm Quentin Carter, Senior Pastor at Reed's Chapel, Church of God in Grandview, Tennessee. We welcome you back this morning. Got an exciting devotional about our salvation here. Praise the Lord. Just how simple it truly is. To start a relationship with God. It's easy to say simple. It was hard for me to figure out, apparently. Simple enough indeed that the greatest in the kingdom of heaven are children. So we know that it is it is simple, right? Very easy to believe. And so, I think it's harder just to convince ourselves that Jesus is real. The evidence is there, right? All historians, even atheist historians, will account that Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, was a historical figure. He was a person. Medical doctors will attest that his death on the cross was accurate, and the eyewitnesses, the abundance of eyewitnesses, and the abundance of new followers, based on that eyewitness account, they didn't die because of a lie, right? They died because they seen Jesus, and they knew they seen Jesus after he was buried. They knew they seen the resurrected Christ, and therefore they were compelled, even as Jews, right, to preach contrary to Judaism. They begin to preach that Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law, that he died for our sins, that he rose again, and he's now seated on the right hand of God. And anyone who would believe would inherit eternal life. So, saying all that to say this, devotion today is 1 John, right? We're not talking about the Gospel of John. We're talking about the epistle, 1 John, in the back of the Bible, chapter 4, verse 15. 1 John, chapter 4, verse 15. And it says, "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God." So, by confession, we confess to salvation, okay? There's only one missing piece here. This is not just a blanket statement. It's not like you can just say, I believe in Jesus Christ, and you're saved. We have to bring in the full context of Scripture. Romans 10 9 and 10 tells us a little bit more accurately of how this works. So if you go to Romans 10, 9 and 10, it'll say that if thou shalt confess with the mouth that Jesus... this is Romans 10, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus... and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, he that does confess, right? Let's let's go back to 15, that Jesus is the Son of God, dwelleth, God dwelleth in him, and he is God. And you got to remember, it took a lot more to confess that Jesus was the Son of God when you don't live in an area where that is common. And I say that because this is, you know, they're in the Roman Empire. They're all Jews with a strict law of Judaism against blasphemy. And declaring that Jesus was the Son of God was considered to the Jews blasphemy. You would be imprisoned or put to death for this crime. And so it was a lot more than just saying, right? I think we can all agree with that. It's what it meant when you said it. So if you were a Jew in the Roman Empire under all the scribes and Pharisees and the high priest, that could also imprison you because they were in a theocracy, which is a government led by a religion. And so the religious law is the law of the land, at least around Jerusalem. And so what you see here is that when you did confess, it usually meant that you would be alienated, right? You would be exiled. You would now be a target. Your life would be at risk. Your family's life would be at risk. And so it wasn't just confessing it, right? There's some reasons why, you know, there's things that come along with that. Now we live in the Bible Belt. It seems that everybody and their brother just says, yeah, Jesus is real. But they, you know, there's no consequence to saying that, so to speak, or no possible consequences. They just say it because the grandma said it. But here we see, and especially from Romans, it's not just confessing. It's a dual thing. It's confessing and believing, right? I said the sinner's prayer where I confess with my mouth, but I truly didn't believe in my heart until like 2 weeks later. And then it was really settled in my heart that Jesus was Lord. And I believe that's when, you know, God was drawing me, obviously, but I believe he gave me the Holy Spirit the moment I believed in my heart. It wasn't just by confessing with my mouth. And so in this context, I would suggest that, you know, it is, because all through 1 John here, we see a dual sword, what it is to be a child of God and what it is not, right? And so we know that you're putting your life on the line in this setting, right, in the Roman Empire, almost 2,000 years ago, if you said Jesus was the Son of God, you're going to put your life on the line for that. And so it was more than just confession. There was consequences. You had to have faith behind that confession in order to even confess. People were not willing just to go out there and die for nothing and have their whole families ripped apart to follow a lie. I believe they believed the eyewitness testimony. They knew that Jesus was the Messiah. And they were believing, and Jesus was giving out the Holy Spirit. And they were endued with power on high. So not only were people being filled with the Holy Spirit, gifts and signs and wonders were given to the apostles for boldness, right? So much so they were dragging people from different cities into the streets where the apostles would walk so that they might be healed and delivered from demons. And that was the crowd that you were aligning with if you said that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, right? Jesus of Nazareth. And so just know that I don't think it's as simple as just saying that Jesus is Lord. What does that mean in your life, right? What does your confession mean? Does it mean you're just doing it because everybody else is doing it? Your friends are doing it? Your parents might have did it? Or does it mean that you really believe that, which should allow you to receive the Holy Spirit and change your life, right? And if you go through John, you will find it a very sharp text because it's cut and dry, black and white. Hey, if you're going to be a son of God, this is what you're going to look like. You're going to walk by the Spirit. And if you're not, then you're probably not, right? It's just showing the difference between children of God and children of the devil, which, by the way, is the spirit of the power of the air, and all sons of disobedience are sons of the devil. that sounds terrible, but you're a son of the world, right? And until you become a son of the kingdom of God, that is just the harsh reality. So be a son of God today. Do that by confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. He was risen from the dead, right? And believe that with all your heart, because I promise you it is true, and it will change your life. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. God says anyone who asks the Father for the Holy Spirit, He will give it. And so just be genuine in your heart. Seek out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And, if you got questions, ask them. Ask God. Show you. Reveal you. Manifest Himself to you. He's faithful. He'll do it if you're genuine. And if you want to start a relationship with God, right? If you want to give Him your life. That's what you have to do. Confess Him as Lord of your life, right? He's now your Lord. You will follow and listen to Him. It will be His will, not your own. And then believe in your heart so you can receive the Holy Spirit to help you. You need a helper. You need a comforter. You won't be able to do it without Him. So, that's it. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. So bless you guys. Have a wonderful Tuesday morning here, and we will see you tomorrow.